How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a good day today. I've been for a run.
Oh, I meant to go for a run. I haven't gone for a run yet. I feel terrible.
No, but don't feel terrible. Just go when you want to go. There's no pressure.
Yeah, but it means sometimes I go out in the middle of the night. It's not good, is it?
Do you?
No, but I go out. I'm not completely in the middle of the night, but I will go like late, like 10, 9 or 10.
Like Charlotte and Sex and the City. She used to run at night, I remember.
Not the only way I'm like Charlotte and Sex and the City.
Absolutely.
I also go for bald guys.
Yes.
And as listeners will know, I'm very prudish. So
that is very true. You're such a Charlotte.
Such a Charlotte. Who are you in Sex and the City? Oh, sorry.
Oh, Miranda, of course.
I wasn't going to say that.
Which at the time I was like, oh God, I'm obviously Miranda. And now I'm like, thank God I was Miranda.
Oh, and isn't it lovely?
I feel like a lot of girls that were Carries were...
I mean, it's lovely that we never thought of ourselves as Carries. But what? Do you think a lot of them regret it now?
Well, I don't know.
Do you know a Samantha? Do you know a Samantha? That's the thing.
I know you.
I mean, I'm sort of a bit of a Samantha, I suppose, really.
No, I'm joking. That was just a little bitchy comment.
Of course, I'm a bit older like she was.
Oh, I mean, you're really not.
I mean, I love brunch.
There's lots of things. So how has your... I mean, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done an episode. And we decided to sort of press pause on the podcast because we just felt like we didn't feel there was anything vital that we needed to say, and that there were podcasts that were saying things that were more vital that maybe people would like to listen to.
Yes.
In the last couple of weeks. And we still think that. Continue listening to those podcasts.
Yes.
But also, just at the top of the show, we wanted to let you know that over the next couple of months, maybe even longer, maybe forever, we're going to be inviting activists and charities onto the show. I've spoken to some grassroots projects, and also I've been speaking to someone from UK Black Pride, and we're going to be sort of opening this platform up a little bit to hear from some voices that you might not have heard of before, and to learn a little bit about what they're doing and how we can all be better allies. Not that it should be anyone's job to teach us. We can all go out and learn stuff for ourselves, but we are sort of opening up a little bit so we can hear from some other people, which I think would be really great.
Yeah, and I think as well, we both felt that, particularly in Pride Month, it was a time for us to actually celebrate the diversity of our community and actually be, hopefully, not just allies, but also members of the LGBTQIA+ community who hopefully champion other people. And that was part of our thinking. Is that fair to say, Suze?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And so, yeah, that's what's going to, not in today's episode, but in the coming months, there's going to be lots of interesting conversations. There'll still be lots of your regular like-minded friends, but there's going to be some extra stuff which we think are going to be really exciting, interesting conversations that I, for one, am thrilled that we're doing this. And I think it's going to be a really nice new part of Like-Minded Friends.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope that people are enjoying their Pride Month.
Yes.
And just to let listeners know that we are doing a live episode on Sunday.
Yes.
This Sunday.
Sunday the 21st.
And is that the summer solstice as well, Sis?
I don't know, Tom. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't know. Would you like me to Google it?
No, don't worry about it. I mean, if it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. But we're doing that on Sunday evening. And if you would like to join, you can. Details are on our social media channels. We'd love you to come and join us for a live. And you can see our faces too.
You can see our faces. We're going to be chatting. We're going to have a guest. And quite excitingly, there's going to be a Q&A section. Now, if you would like to get in touch with a question, maybe you have a burning question that you've always wanted to ask Tom and I, then please do. You can get in touch on Twitter using the hashtag...
which one hashtag in the end?
LMF live.
Have we checked that that isn't like corresponding to something else?
I think we have, yes.
Okay, fine. Just think, imagine if it was something else.
Like something awful.
Something awful.
Oh, now I'm going to have to check it. I'm pretty sure
you
it's
hadn't
not.
Checked, no, I mean,
no,
I'm
I was told,
sure
dear, a friend of the show, Lily, told me that that was fine.
Fine. Well, if Lily said then that's fine.
Well, if Lily said it, then it's probably fine.
Do send in your questions for the Q&A. It's a Q&A for the LGBTQIA+. That's its snappy, catchy title. And but it's not just that. We'll be doing... It'll be like a celebratory episode of the podcast that you guys have very kindly agreed to listen to. And we'd love to have you there. So if you can come along on Sunday night, let us know. Do come.
Great. Okay, the last time someone... tweeted LMF live was in 2018. Prior to that, it was 2010. I think it's in Japanese.
Okay.
Yes, the Japanese flag is next to it, so I'm going to say it's Japanese.
Okay.
But we can use that hashtag LMF live.
Okay, fine.
And if you, I know some people might be like, I'm not on Twitter. That's totally fine. If you've got a question, then the email, the snappily titled email.
We're all about snappy, catchy slogans.
Snappy, catchy. Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com.
Exactly.
We're both really looking forward to doing a live show. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh, goodness. Well, we wanted to make something, you know, live, vibrant, in the moment for this time of year.
You lost interest in that sentence as you were saying it.
I know, right. Well, I'm also quite conscious that I've left the door open where I am and I've put some... So basically, I've said to Mum and Dad, dinner will be ready about 7. Is that okay? And they've said yes, but they're very particular about like when they eat, because sometimes when I cook, it ends up being really late and then everybody's upset. And like, my dad can't have dinner at...
What have you got for dinner tonight, Tom?
Well, actually, it's cold roast chicken that I roasted for my birthday.
Oh, many happies.
Many thank yous.
Happies.
Many thank yous.
Let's talk about your birthday briefly, shall we? And then we'll go back to the oven for tea.
Well, sure. I'm just adamant because they don't... Look, I'm whispering. Because they don't understand that you have to eat the food you buy. You can't just buy food and then if you don't eat it, just throw it away. But I'm like, just use it. Find ways to use it up. Like the other day I made kale chips because I was like, we can't just throw away half a bag
what
of kale.
What are kale chips?
Kale chips. You just put, they're so easy to do. Salt, pepper, olive oil, whatever oil you prefer. Maybe some garlic salt if you've got it. Whack it in the oven for not very long. Keep an eye on it so it doesn't burn. And then you end up with these kind of crispy kale leaves. But
that
I'm
sounds
like,
very nice.
And it was nice with a cocktail on Friday night.
Sure.
Just like, it's fun. It's a fun way to engage with vegetables. Not just do whatever you can. Look,
just do whatever you can.
How long has it been, this lockdown now? 14 years?
Something like that. 14 years.
Long.
Very long. And... So it was your birthday.
It was my birthday.
I popped round and went to the garden.
Susie
stayed
round
2 meters away.
She's on the Saturday, but I'm going to tell the listener why you popped round, which was to give me your wonderful gift. And guess what, listeners? Guess what, Susie and her partner. Do we say Alice?
We say Alice. Yeah, she's lost her anonymity.
She's wavered that. Susie and Alice. Guess what? Susie and Alice brought me. They gave me their bike. I was so touched. I now have this beautiful continental bike with magic pedals on it, which have got like their own little fetish harness on them.
They do have a little fetish harness on them, yes.
And also, I've got a basket on the front for my baguettes. I feel so continental.
So French.
Whenever I go out on it, I think such happy thoughts. I feel so good, so tall. It's such
an upright. Have you been going out on it a lot?
Yes.
Just
every
this
night
week?
I go on
that's great. Oh, I'm so pleased. That's
like
I'm
my
so
happy.
Delighted.
Like, I get to go out on a bike. How nice is that? Like, it's such a nice... and I go... And it's a bit higher than the old one I was using, which did not
because
afford me
got
the great view over the hedges.
Since, you'd had that one since you were 12. So
The Rally Sabre, yes.
So Alice and I are both quite into cycling. And yes. we both really like cycling, and we decided to buy ourselves some new bikes. And but we did have our old one, which was only bought sort of last year. And so we, I mean, it feels a bit tight as a birthday present because I'm just giving you an old bike. I do.
I love gifts like that.
Because I just sort of knew that you needed a new bike.
I absolutely did. It's so comfortable.
We popped it in the back of the car and delivered it like I was Santa. And then Tom cycled around the block. Honestly, it gave me so much joy. It was unbelievable.
Lovely. It's such a beautiful bike. If you see me on my bike, do wave.
Do wave.
Do give me a wave. It's just, yeah, it's so upright. That's what I like about it. I feel very stately as
so
a galleon.
So, listener, it's an upright Dutch, which is also my drag name.
But what sort of bike it is? Oh, yeah. An upright Dutch. What? Why do we know it's called that? Is that what they called it in the brochure?
It's called that because that's sort of what you say if you go into a bicycle shop and that's what you're after. Because
I think they're sort of traditional
Dutch bikes. And so they're very high up. Because everyone cycles in Holland, don't they?
They love it.
They do love cycling, don't they?
So flat there. They can't.
So flat. They can't have
you get in an office chair. You could basically scooch your way over to Antwerp.
Be quite difficult, wouldn't it? Just on the tips of your toes.
Just scooching along the motorway. Or what would it be called in the Netherlands? Maybe the autobahn.
Like
an
autobahn, yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Autobahn or something, yeah, autobahn. Like that. Autobahn, yeah. Oh, I'd love to go to a European place.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
Oh, wouldn't that be
wouldn't
nice?
Wouldn't it be heaven?
Oh, somewhere Dutch. Except when we went to Amsterdam on the Eurostar.
We did go to Amsterdam. I was about to say, Tom, that wasn't with me, but we absolutely did go to Amsterdam. I'm so sorry.
We got quite drunk, though, I think.
We got quite drunk, Tom. Well, of course we did. We went to Amsterdam with Attitude magazine.
Yes, we did that.
We did an ad for
campaign for their charity thing.
Yeah, it was a charity ad.
The charity arm, yeah, Attitude Foundation, and for Pride, Such a different time.
Loads of drag queens that we didn't know. We were hugging them.
Hugging them.
Holding them all over the place. It was a lot of fun.
So then
we got in a Tesla. Do you remember that?
I think about that car. That so gull frequently. Car that was a taxi on the way back. Oh, yeah. It was like a bird.
It was like a bird because it had wings. The doors opened up. What are they called, those doors?
Gull doors.
Is that what they're called? Right, okay.
I think
up
so.
Up they went.
The roof was glass, so you could see. Oh, yeah, that was lovely.
I imagine they do take people out, but that just doesn't make the adverts.
That they never talk about that, do they?
Well, they don't want
to know about those people on the pavement. They've knocked out with their gull doors.
It felt very James Bond.
Felt very futuristic. And do you remember we took those? I've still got it on my bedside table.
Yeah,
those little ceramic figurines.
And then we ran
into the man who ran the hotel where that lunch
was. Tom's getting ahead of himself. We went to Amsterdam for lunch. That sounds very bougie. We were part of a charity campaign.
It was a charity campaign.
We filmed on the Eurostar. So that's what we did. So we had lunch and then we went back. Now, we were taken to this very nice restaurant.
So nice.
I later took Alice, my girlfriend, and Nana Nimity to when we went to Amsterdam later that year.
That's so nice. And the man is nice there.
Very nice.
The name of the hotel?
There was a very friendly guy who was maybe the maitre d', maybe just sort of a head waiter type person who was very friendly.
Yeah.
He was
head waiter type person. I think I'm a head waiter type person, actually.
Are you?
I seem like the sort of person who could be a head waiter.
So you could be a maitre d', certainly.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to be
if only restaurant.
Too.
Unfortunately, both your real job and your fictional job no longer are happening.
No longer happen.
Have you ever thought about being some sort of, I don't know, computer support person?
Virtual maitre d'. Maybe I could do like a sort of Zoom maitre d'. I could just kind of pop into people's meals around their kitchen table.
Listen, you let me know how you get on with that.
Yeah.
But currently...
I'm going to pitch it as an app.
Currently, I'm out.
Okay. I imagine if this is the next Uber.
Well, you
can't go anywhere.
So anyway, he very kindly put out on the table some little figurines two girls and two boys kissing.
Yeah.
Not a four-way, just two and twos.
Yeah.
And Tom and I had to leave to get back to London. So
we had gigs.
We thought that they were gifts.
Yeah.
Turns out they were table decorations.
They were table ornaments. So we went like, what must the Europeans think of us anyway? And then we turn up drunk. Rob
and then
them.
Steal.
And then leave.
With but then,
yeah,
the most unbelievable thing happens.
Yes, coincidence.
So Tom and I went to New York Pride. If you haven't listened to that episode.
We hardly talk about it. We hardly ever
do listen to the episode where
guys, we've been to New York. We've been to New York.
Do listen to that episode where I shamed myself in one of the best art galleries in the world.
Why do you think that's your shaming? I was the one who got, let's say, very drunk. And was shouting obscenities at the piano player who I knew.
Yeah.
Who didn't respond to my Facebook message the next day. And still hasn't been.
I wonder where that was.
Still, I follow him on.
Actually, it's not quite a year yet, so.
Maybe.
Maybe, who knows?
Poor Nate.
So we're in a piano bar in.
Yeah. Don't tell
Mama.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
Don't tell Mama. Nate Buccieri.
Wouldn't that be a lovely thing to say? I'm in a piano bar in Manhattan.
Oh. Well, we did say it because we did go there.
I know,
well,
but imagine
I can't
being there now. You can't
remember
it, Tom.
Yeah,
you don't know.
I wouldn't remember
we got
it
chatting
now,
to loads. But the thing is, when Tom's drunk, is that he's a very chatty Cathy.
I am so much fun. Much more fun than I am.
Anyway, who should walk in but the maitre d' head chef from the restaurant in Amsterdam? And he was lovely. And we were all sort of, oh, this is so weird and lovely that we've bumped into you. And then he said, you stole our table decoration.
I mean, it was a bit of a gear change.
It was.
And otherwise had been a very celebratory moment. But, you know, he speaks as he finds. And ultimately we had thieved from them. So it was...
So if you want to watch Like Minded Friends Live on Sunday, I will have that little porcelain.
Oh,
number.
Yes. Let's
I'll
have our porcelain
that.
Dolls
I'll
out.
Have that out.
Yeah, lovely Dutch dolls. I mean, we'd send them back, but it's not worth it.
The restaurant's really closed at the moment. I don't want to...
It's something else for them. It's more admin for them to deal
admin.
With. They've, I'm sure they've been through a
they've
lot.
They've got enough.
They've got enough to deal with. They've been through enough. So I love my Dutch bike is the long and the short of it.
And then we had a slice of cake at your house.
Oh my goodness. The lovely strawberry tart that Auntie Christine had made.
Absolutely. And we had a little glass of wine. Sure.
A little glass of that
at the distance. That lovely Chardonnay.
Are we allowed to share drinks? I don't know. Maybe we should.
I mean, we were sharing the bottle. We weren't sharing the glass. We're not animals.
That's okay, right?
That's okay, fine. We had different straws. It doesn't count.
That's okay.
And... And then your actual birthday, you roasted three chickens?
I roasted three chickens, everybody. And I'm getting closer and closer to my Spanish rub. Because a lot of listeners will know nothing entertains me more than a spit roast in Spain. And so what better way to celebrate my birthday than recreating that spit roast in my mum and dad's kitchen. And if listeners have been to Spain, a rotisserie it seems to be a wonderful place where they spit roast chickens. And they do something, they put something on it, I don't know what it is, but I looked up some options. I think I put a bit too much paprika in mine, I'll say it, but I made it, loads of garlic, I put some, what's that, tarragon, olive oil, vegetable stock, a bit of thyme, if I had it at the time, rosemary and bay,
but I didn't,
put them in the Nutribullet. Unusual.
Oh, yes.
And then threw it over the chickens the night before, roasted them slowly the next day. But loads of salt. Loads of salt. Got to put loads of salt.
So nice. Do you know what? I made a Thai green curry and I made the paste in a Nutribullet. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great use of it. And people are always like, oh, it'll smell of garlic for days. But it doesn't.
No, you just need to wash it properly.
You just need to wash it properly, yeah.
Just wash it. Why don't you just wash it?
Just wash your Nutribullet, for goodness sake.
For goodness sake. But did you have a nice day?
I had such a nice day. I got drunk and running theme and enjoyed the chicken very much. And
I hope you didn't go out on your bike that day.
No, I didn't go out on my bike that day. But I did bring it into the garden to look at it, actually. And I got given, Mum and Dad got me lovely birthday gifts, which was a barbecue.
Oh,
a little mini barbecue that's like a handbag. It's like a barbecue handbag. And...
A barber clutch.
Like a barber clutch. That's what they're calling
them.
You've got to get yourself a barber clutch.
You've got to have a barber clutch. They're so nice.
They're so on trend at the moment. And then a barber clutch and which I asked for a bay tree, beautiful bay tree.
Lovely.
And a beautiful rosemary bush. My drag name.
That's so nice. And that is also your drag name, yes.
Also my drag name. I couldn't have had a more perfect day. I'll tell you that. Oh, and since it's been raining since, I've been very much missing that day, sitting in the garden.
Well, I think brighter days are coming in many respects.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. A friend of mine, Nick, who was in New York for Pride with us, lovely Nick. He he put a thing on his Instagram where he said, where I think he was quoting somebody else, but it said, "Let's not go back to normal. Let's go forward to better."
That's a lovely thing to say.
A lovely thing to say.
Also, with everything that's going on in the world at the moment as well, I do feel like there's a sense of hope with lots of things.
Yes, I agree.
And I hope that things continue to improve and conversations continue to happen, even if they are very uncomfortable.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think being present and having the humility to learn and to listen...
Yes.
I found very important.
Yeah, no, as a white person, it's I think it's very important that not only do we sort of, you know, witness our own privilege and see that, but also, you know, it's about speaking up and, you know, talking about diversity and inclusion in all areas of work and, you know, making sure that voices are heard that maybe have been missed before.
Exactly.
And I really feel like that's our job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think hearing and amplifying those voices that haven't been heard before is so important at the moment and at all moments.
Yeah, and something I've been thinking about, Tom, is, you know, it's all very well, isn't it, asking people to be allies for us in the LGBTQ plus community, but it's also, you know, we can't only fight for our rights. You know, it's also about learning how to be allies for others. And so that's something that I've really been... Well, something I've been thinking about for more than the last 2 weeks, I must say. I've been thinking about a lot over the last couple of years. But I think, you know, engaging with that even more and...
Empathy breeds empathy.
Because I went to one of the Black Lives Matters marches. And I've got to say, listeners, it was very socially distanced, the area that I was in. People were very, very respectful of space. And it was the one on the Wednesday, which wasn't quite as big. But it did feel like, you know, it was obviously there were parts of it that people, you know, have had enough and people are, you know, really telling you how they feel. But also it did feel quite hopeful because there were so many of us there marching and, you know, that will continue. And hopefully, you know, when lockdown finishes and when we can all sort of get together even more, there'll be even more opportunities to show solidarity in many, many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's so important that we keep showing our solidarity, exactly that.
And, absolutely. And like you say, Tom, it's being present.
Yeah.
Being present in everything and really, you know, sitting up and taking notice, which is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, long may this journey continue.
Yes. And, you know, it will begin to be a journey on our Like-Minded Friends podcast, which we both love so much. And we've been really blown away by the amount of listeners we've been having in lockdown and the amount of you that have got
so
in touch. It's
in.
So lovely. If you wanted to leave a little review on Apple, that's always helpful because I think it helps more people see the podcast. So then it can be...
I never understand about
that. Yeah, I've been told this. Yeah, so more likes, you know, more sort of good amount of stars. If you think it's 3 stars, maybe just don't comment. But
just
five
have
with,
a day off.
Just have a day off. Just don't worry about it.
If you've got a 5-star in your pocket, whip it out.
Whip it out.
And put it online. Isn't that a lovely sentiment? And I have to go now because I can hear clattering downstairs.
Oh, Tom, you must go.
That the vegetable.
Well, I've got pasta sauce on. You know.
Oh well, be careful.
That I've made. It's not out of the jar. Thank you very
much. Wow, clang. I've got some spinach from a vegetable box. I'm adamant that we use up today.
Right. Well, you go and do that.
Potatoes, if the potatoes haven't burnt. Anyway. All right, well, I'm going to go and do that now, but I will speak to you very soon. We hope you can join us on Sunday.
So all details are on both of our social medias.
Yes.
You can find them there. Tickets, I think, are £5 or maybe £5.50. And if you work for the NHS, we do have free tickets for you guys. So do get in touch. There's an email address where you can get a free link. So please do use it. We'd love to have you there. And again, if you'd like to ask us a question, tweet at us. The hashtag is LMFLive. Do you know what I find saying that so hard, Tom? It's the dyslexia. I find reading out letters ever so tricky.
Go on, you laugh at me.
You laugh.
No, I was more laughing about the fact that we don't know what LMF Live actually links.
LMF Live is Like-Minded Friends Live.
Okay, we're claiming it. Okay, fine.
Okay, we're claiming it, okay?
Okay, great.
Sorry, Tom, I don't want to end on that.
No,
I love you.
I love you too. I'll see you Sunday.
You go and enjoy your cold roast chicken, and I'll get on with my pasta sauce.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
If not, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety, and I've written a book. Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.